views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Arizona, good morning. Hey, this is Brother Mike back on Hardcore Christianity. Thank you for tuning in. You're on your way to work. It's Tuesday morning. It's time for your spiritual fix, and this is the radio program to get it. Today's Bible study entitled, Can I Get Healed? Can I Get Healed? Do you know somebody who's sick? Would you do me a favor quickly and pick up your cell phone and give them a call right now and ask them to tune into the radio program? And you can catch the radio program all over the world, of course, on familyvaluesradio.net right now by going to the website and catching the program. I'm going to make a couple of announcements while you make that call. Would you please do that? And I would deeply appreciate it. There's so many sick people in Maricopa County. It's unbelievable. All over Arizona, the people are ill, sick and ill everywhere. You need to get healed. Can you get healed? Let's find out. This is Brother Mike on HardcoreChristianity.com. That's the website. I teach at the House of Healing every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Out of the Greek New Testament. In-depth Bible studies, you will need to bring a paper and a pen to follow the Word of God. After we're done with our Bible study, we go to prayer. If you have any special needs or requests, we will do that at that time, and the Lord will come see you then. The seminar on spiritual warfare is still on. Don't forget about it. November 29th, the last Saturday of this month at 11 o'clock. I'll see you at the House of Healing. Please call to register. 636-5800, area code 602. 636-5800. You can also call that number if you need counseling. And if you have no money to pay for counseling, that is no problem. Please call anyway. The counseling services are free. 602-636-5800. Please call for help today. May God richly bless you, and I'll see you Saturday, the 29th, at the Spiritual Warfare Seminar. Starts at 11 o'clock, and it will run approximately 3 hours or so. Can You Get Healed is the title of the Bible study today. It's remarkable, isn't it? There are so many people out there who don't believe in divine healing anymore. I feel so sorry for these people. They live and they die sick. They lose everything. They leave the planet Earth early. They lose their family and their friends. They lose their careers because they were sick and they didn't know they could get healed because they were listening to a pastor or a preacher at a church explain to people that miracles and healings were only for the book of Acts. It died off after the apostles died, and you can't get healed. You're on your own. Medical science is all there is available for you. I know that's a complete lie. I see up to 6 people a day healed at the House of Healing in my Christian counseling practice. Lately, I've had a string of children being delivered from demons and people being healed of fibromyalgia for some reason. If you happen to need prayer for those areas, please call. The Bible says in 3 John chapter 1, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Suke is the Greek word for soul, and prosper there is kind of an odd Greek word. Duo is the Greek word for prosper there. It means, technically means to be well while you're on your way. And so what Paul is saying here, he wants your body to be healthy and your soul to be healthy. All right, and that was his desire for the people that he was writing to and the people that he was praying for. If Brother John felt that was something that was God's will, then why wouldn't it be God's will now? Yeah. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12 says, Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees and make straight paths for your feet. Lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but rather let it be healed. Now, the word there for lame is in Greek is kolos, which means somebody who has a limp or a disability. And it says, don't turn those people out. Let them come in. And it says, rather let them be healed. Yaomai is the Greek word to me, which means for healed there, which means to be made whole. Would you like to be made whole today? Do you need to be made whole? Well, you can be made whole. Absolutely. The Lord wants to heal. It's as simple as that, isn't it? Yes. In Jeremiah chapter 30, the great God of the Hebrews, Jehovah or Yahweh, says to them, "For I will restore health to you, and I will heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord." And of course, now that blessing were provisional, as all God's blessings are and promises. They're all provisional based on the person's obedience. You say, well, I'm not getting a lot of blessings right now and nothing's happening to me. Well, there's a reason for that. You're not being obedient and you're not pressing in, or there's some other reason. There's sin in your life that's blocking your prayers. But if you'll repent and come to Christ with a broken heart, hey, these verses apply. Jeremiah 33 says, "Behold, I will bring in health and cures, and I will cure them, saith the Lord, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth." Now, let me ask you, why would God do that for people in the Old Covenant and not do it for people in the New Covenant? The New Covenant replaced the Old Covenant. The New Testament laws have replaced the Old Testament laws. And this is the dispensation of grace, not the dispensation of law. This is what Paul called the better covenant of the two. The New Covenant is the better covenant. Judaism was replaced by Christianity. Judaism no longer works. You cannot go to heaven through Judaism. You can only go to heaven through Christianity. And Jesus said that the old law was replaced by the new. See, the new wine goes in new wineskins. And God wants to heal you. If he healed them, then he will heal you. In 2 Kings chapter 20, Hezekiah was dying. And he knew he was in trouble. And he begged and cried and prayed. And it says, quote, "Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard your prayer. I've seen your tears. Behold, I will heal you." Now listen, if God will heal Hezekiah in the old covenant, why won't he heal you with a better covenant? If somebody got healed in the Old Testament, why won't you get healed in the New Testament? Well, it doesn't make any sense. Does it? No. Doesn't make any sense at all. Psalms 147, it says, "The Lord heals the broken in heart, and he binds up their wounds." In my Christian counseling practice, you would not believe. You literally wouldn't. I wish I could record some of these healings for people and put them on the internet, because they're quite remarkable. I see so many people healed of a broken heart. In my counseling practice, nobody would believe it, literally. I'm explaining it to you now, and you're having some doubts about what I'm saying. People would not believe how many people get healed at the House of Healing. And I see this verse spring to life right in front of my eyes. He heals the broken in heart. I have so many people come in suffering from mental or emotional illnesses who get healed and leave laughing and giggling and happy and joyous. You would not believe it. It says he binds up their wounds. What's that mean? He heals them. He restores them. He patches up the wounds. Psalms 103, "He forgives all your iniquities and he heals all your diseases." I've seen so many people healed at the House of Healing. It's been amazing. And I give God praise for it. Isaiah chapter 53, of course, the great prophet explains to us that the Moshiach, or the Messiah, is going to participate in certain things. For example, it says, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement or punishment for our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed." That was a prediction of the Mashiach. Now, nobody argues with that. Everybody agrees with it, and that's what Jesus did while he was here on the earth. But the problem comes in with demon-infected religious people. They have evil spirits in their brains, seducing spirits get in their brains, and they teach them false doctrines, and they tell people that was for then, it's not for now. Well, that's absurd. It's preposterous. In fact, in Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, it says, Matthew quotes that verse in Isaiah 53. He says that it would be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." Now, the Greek word for took there, lambano, means to remove and carry. And the Greek word for bear there, bastazo, means to lift and remove. And it says in the Greek, who himself, who removed and carried away our infirmities, asthenia is the Greek word, it means physical weaknesses. And it says he bore our sicknesses, bastazo means he lifted and removed our nosos, sicknesses. The Greek word is nosos. Peter quotes the same verse in Isaiah 53. He says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins might live unto righteousness, and by whose stripes ye were healed. It's written in the past tense in the text. Amartia is the Greek word for sins. That means to miss the moral mark, missing the mark. It says, Jesus in his body bore our sins on the tree, so that we, now dead to sins, should live to righteousness. Now, obviously, we got a problem here. If you're not dead to your sins and you're living in compromising, sinful Christian life, obviously, you're not going to get healed. You're not going to get rid of demons. You're not going to break the financial and emotional bondages over your family. Now, I'm assuming that you have repented of your sins. That's the purpose of this Bible study. You are going to live to righteousness now, and by whose stripes you were healed. The Greek word for stripes there is molops, which means bruises or wounds. And it says, you were healed. You were healed at Calvary. Your healing was bought and paid for at Calvary. Iomai is the Greek word that means physically healed or made whole. Amen. These are great verses, aren't they? Yes, they are. These are wonderful verses. You know what they mean? That means you get healed. Matthew 11, chapter 28, Jesus said, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I see this miracle of healing all the time in my counseling practice. I'm telling you, come unto me, all ye who labor. Kopaio is the Greek word there. It's a verb. It means to work yourself half to death. It says, come unto me, all ye who are laboring and are heavy laden. Fortizo is a Greek word. It means burdened down. We counselors call that depression, clinical depression. And Jesus said, I will give you rest. Anaposis is the Greek word. I will give you rest, refreshment. Listen to me. You are not doing well right now. If there's sin in your life, just get rid of it. Just confess it. Just repent and you'll get healed. 636-5800. Is the ministry hotline. Please call today for a counseling appointment. If you're suffering from clinical depression, a mental illness, an emotional illness, it's time for you to be healed. You've been sick long enough. This thing has got to come to an end. 636-5800. Why should everybody else get healed and you not? And that's a good question. My ride's on the roof. I gotta go. See you tomorrow.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.